So today we're going to talk about those who somehow have connected to you or somehow have befriended you. And what about them? How do you treat those leaders who are connecting to your cause? Well, first of all, know that people who want a connection will follow you, let's say, by social media. So social media, they're your friends, and they're interested in you, they're following you. But just because they're your friends, you want to be very careful not to spam them and push them away. Just like in general, in human interactions this way. So someone wants to be your friend, and then now they're your new friend now, and now you like become the scary friend, you know, calling them up at odd hours of the night, trying to get them to do things they don't want to do. A lot of times on social media, this is what happens. Somebody discovers social media, and then what they start doing is they start spamming people with stuff that they're not interested in connecting to you as an organization with. So, like, let's say, or it's too much, or it's insignificant. Like, it could be, you know, I'm going to talk in bizarre terms now. You know, that'd be like the Christian Leaders Institute site. Putting a post like every 15 minutes, and it could be like things like, you know, just got into the office, the president's office today, and started with devotions, and now all of that's wonderful. But if people are connecting to our website and our social media site, they're there because they're interested in the topic of free, high-quality online ministry training. But as a friend, you know, you're not going to like give constant contact to them because basically that's too much. So in a lot of ways, when you think about social media, think of it that way. You're cultivating an appropriate organizational friendship with people who have indicated they want that appropriate social media contact. Now let's talk about email lists. It's basically the same thing. Someone signs up on your email list, and you don't want to give them an email every day. That's too much for an appropriate relationship of emailness. Okay, so when someone signs up for an email list, what they really want is an appropriate communication that doesn't distract them every day, but maybe at an appropriate time. So, like, you know, maybe, you know, once a week, once a month, twice a month, whatever you feel your audience thinks is appropriate, and try to find that sweet spot, but then actually communicate with them so that they know that that's what you're into, they're into that, you're into that, and make sure you give content that they are interested in. Or what will happen, whether it's email or whether it's social media. If it's social media, they will unfriend you. If it's email, they will unsubscribe from the emails. So that's the sort of relational, people smart, social media and email smart, that you're in a relationship and you want to keep cultivating that relationship in the appropriate conventions of what social media or email marketing is all about. If you violate that friendship compact, they will unfriend you or they will unsubscribe. So whether it's social media or whether it's email marketing, you do it in such a way as to cultivate a healthy, appropriate relationship with them to your organization.